Hi everyone, welcome back. I'm Irene, the host of this podcast where we talk about life, relationships, sharing personal experiences, healing, letting go, moving on so you can build a meaningful and fulfilling life. Today, we're diving into a topic that I am extra passionate about, which is abuse isn't always physical. My passion comes from a deeply personal space. I lived it, I survived it, and here I am now, called to guide others through their journey of healing. Many of us are blind to what abuse truly is. We often see bruises as the hallmark of abuse, but it's more than that. You won't even know you're in an abusive relationship until you get out of it. And it's so gradual that before you realize it, the person next to you, sleeping next to you, becomes a stranger and you can't stand the person looking back at you from the mirror. I remember when I finally woke up from the nightmare I was in, the relationship that actually lasted, I was only a shell of myself. I forgot who I was, what I liked. I looked different. I looked exhausted, felt like my role was to keep him happy and content. Like, where did Irene go? The person who loved cracking jokes, who enjoyed simplicity and quietness. When did I become someone who was okay to be treated badly? Not just behind closed doors, but outside. Like, getting cussed out at a restaurant in front of everyone was not it. I have never been the kind of girl who accepts bad behavior, let alone anything bordering on abuse. And I hold firm in the value of good manners, kindness, and the golden rule of treating others how you want to be treated. And I also stand strongly behind the importance of apologizing when I make mistakes. And as a mama bear, I tell my kids to never allow anyone to disrespect them, but I failed to take my own advice. Why didn't I stand up for myself? Why didn't I leave? After my 8-year relationship ended and my family and friends knew it was really like over, because you know, I don't know, for me, once I leave, I just don't come back. It was then they all expressed how they truly felt about the relationship. They were saying, like, I don't know how you lasted. I don't know how you let him do that to you. How did you let him act that way in public, disrespect you in front of people? We prayed for this to happen. You got to understand that people who love you learn to love the people you love. And when you're blindly in love with someone, you tend to accept everything that comes with them, the good and the bad. And when your self-esteem and confidence are gone because of the maltreatment and with your own personal trauma, it's even harder to choose yourself. So why didn't I leave him? My next episode is tied into this question about speaking up against authority. So many think that domestic violence only involves physical, you know, the bruises and the visible scars. However, I can now acknowledge that I was in an abusive relationship, even though he never physically touched me. This doesn't make the experience any less painful, significant, or wrong. I'm starting to feel at ease acknowledging what I went through, yet its impact has lasting effects that I'm reminded of nearly every single day. My mind is a battlefield. And the more I reflect on his actions and ill intentions, the more confused I become about the nature of our relationship and the clearer the abuse becomes. And of course, you can't help but question, like, did he even really love me, right? I still remember when I would find the energy to tell him how I felt, how stupid I looked. I never get the answer I wanted or reassurance. It was always, okay, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. You're making a big deal out of it. Stop thinking that way. You know I wouldn't do that. We're on the same team. If you're not happy, just leave. I gave him this freedom no wife would ever tolerate. And this was because he was open with me about where he was and who he was with. He would constantly call, FaceTime, and text me wherever he's at. I later realized that I was dealing with someone for whom this was not his first rodeo. He became the center of my world, pushing out everyone and everything else. Bit by bit, my world shrank until it was just him and I, and I lost sight of everything else. I became just a shadow of the person I used to be. Now, the toughest part of me is accepting that I didn't have the strength to leave, to get my kids and I out. I let it drag, hoping and praying that things would magically change. And I recently chose to stay because I genuinely believed it was my only option, that I can fix him. Things will get better. He's the way he is because of how and where he grew up. All the excuses in the world I had. It was clockwork, a pattern, a daily thing that became norm. The cursing, yelling, walking on eggshells, praising him, making sure he's happy, entertained, food's cooked, house cleaned, bills paid. I should be grateful because he chose me, because he accepted my kids and I, but that doesn't give anyone permission to treat you badly. I rationalized my choice to stay by convincing myself it was the best option for all the kids involved. His daughter was so tired of the constant changes. She called it the revolving door. And my own kids had already faced so much with long-term breakups that I didn't want to put them through another breakup. So I kind of just dealt with it. But as the years passed and the mask began to almost completely come off and you start waking up, you see a side of them that scares you, but you downplay it because one, it's embarrassing. Two, you're in denial. And three, you want to convince yourself that it's okay. I would call him out on how he would treat other people, how that's unacceptable, is disrespectful, and it would just annoy him. And one day, I actually Googled all the things he's done and the traits that defined him as a person. Narcissist came up. I was that naive that I didn't even know what the heck that was. His sister had to explain it to me, and that's another topic. So what clicked or what changed? One day I prayed to God to save me from people and things that are not meant for me. And ladies and gents, that's exactly what he did. And it hit me in the face. I was given the ultimate get out of jail free card, but I didn't see it as that in the beginning. Y'all, the power of prayer. Things started to unfold. He was getting messy with his secrets and plans were surfacing. Darkness was coming to light. It's been a year and a half. I still experienced overwhelming relief at having left that situation behind. Still healing from the pain, the heartbreak, the psychological abuse. But hey, I made it out and I am my happiest yet. I'm safe. If he didn't get messy and got caught up with all his lies and secrets, I would probably still be with him. Yet, there's a lingering sense of shame that I wasn't the one to make that decision. Why did I have to wait until it completely broke me? That I didn't muster the courage to take the step on my own, for my own sake, and for the kids' sake. Without a doubt, being in that relationship is the greatest regret of my life, a burden I'll bear forever, and yet it was the greatest lesson. The beautiful life I live now with the Most High, myself and my family, was worth all that pain. This episode is dedicated to everyone feeling stuck, like a shell of their former selves. It's for those who find it hard to voice their struggles and reach out for support. I know the feeling. I understand the shame and embarrassment that keeps you silent, even with those you trust and love deeply. Just because there are no cuts and bruises, it doesn't mean it wasn't abuse. Psychological abuse is abuse. When you have to prove your worth to them, honey, leave. When you start doubting yourself and convince yourself it's not that bad, that they truly love you but just have some issues to work through, or even worse, believe it's your fault they treat you this way, baby, leave. And with an exclamation mark, if you have to compete and fight to keep him, please stop and leave. Listen to your gut feelings, your intuition, pray. If they constantly belittle you, exclude you to manipulate and dominate, neglect your needs, intimidate you, label you as crazy or psycho, too sensitive, when you express your concerns and or hold you responsible for their behavior, that's not love, it's abuse. It's always simpler to find excuses, to take on the blame, and eventually start to believe it. But be aware that this path could lead you to spend your days in a shattered, miserable space, a relationship where you feel insignificant, unworthy, and alone. And you don't want that to keep going. You don't want it to be like 10, 20 years later, you finally woke up. You just have to realize the situation you're in is not healthy. Whether your inner voice is screaming or softly urging you to leave, you are aware. You recognize that this isn't right and that you're worthy of so much more. You deserve the opportunity to spread your wings freely. And I pray that you do. Share this episode with someone who may need it. Let's stay connected. My Instagram and YouTube channel links are in the show notes. Stay tuned for upcoming launches, ebooks, workshops, and mini masterclasses and digital course. Remember, I am here for you. I believe in you, and I love you. I don't